You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with your local newscast. New regulations for developing Northern South Park passed in a nearly unanimous vote by Teton County Commissioners yesterday. KHOL's Dante Philpola Inkney reports on the regulations and the future of the biggest proposed housing development in county history, where the majority of units are slated to be affordable.
County commissioners voted 4-1 to approve land development regulations for the more than 1,400 units, aiming to assure affordable housing is built at the same time as free market units. Board Chair Luther Probst was the lone dissent, arguing the potential development may not help the region's housing crisis.
I think the ingredients are there. I don't think it's completely cooked. I think there's several concerns that we are acknowledging need clarification. My view is that at this point, it's not ready, but it's not far off.
Other commissioners agreed with Probst that the plan needs clarity, but supported a motion anyway, arguing the good outweighed the bad. Commissioner Wes Gardner and others voted in favor of a concurrency agreement, or a backstop, to halt giving building permits for free market housing at 50% if affordable units are falling behind.
From the beginning, I've thought concurrency was the crux, and I'm not going to die on that cross. I'll support the motion.
Next steps lie with Northern South Park landowners who can apply to develop their land. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Philpola Inkney.
House and Senate negotiators working on the state budget bill hit a deadlock after differences between the chamber's two versions proved at odds. Lawmakers had until Monday night to come to an agreement on the budget and potentially reverse any of the governor's line item vetoes. However, on Monday, the two chambers' budget bills were $1.1 billion apart. House negotiators declared an impasse and walked out. Senate President Ogden Driscoll then moved to start negotiations over what's known as a free committee. It's made up of new appointees who aren't constrained like the previous iteration.
And if we go 3 more days, I can assure you we go another 3 days. And if that fails, folks, you're virtually assured that we all get to come back down here later in the season.
Lawmakers still have 3 extra days left over from the last session to use if need be. But some expressed skepticism that the work could be done in time. In a free committee, appointees can add or remove any amendments to the budget in an effort to get the job done promptly. For KHOL News, I'm Hannah Merzbach.